I'm Lila from Athens, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM ACRA.
The CARA Historical Society was established in 2009. Our mission is to collect, study, interpret, and preserve the history of the town of CARA, New York for the educational and cultural enrichment of present and future generations. We love to bring history alive through our programming, such as our Hometown Heroes banner program, our State of the Union dinners, our Victorian teas. Each teach history while having fun. Members receive absolutely free our quarterly journal, the CARA Herald, which is jam-packed with historical articles, pictures, and society news. Everyone, however, can access the CARA Historical Society's Facebook page, which is a treasure trove of CARA history and memories. It's easy to become part of our historical family. Call Sylvia at 518-821-3852 or email the CARA Historical Society at carohistsociety@yahoo.com.
There are so many new events on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for you to find out what's going on in the area, what things you might want to do. Like on September 11th at 7 p.m., the Park Theater in Hudson on Warren Street is going to host a fundraiser for the Perfect 10 organization. That's an after-school program for girls ages 8 to 18 in the city of Hudson. The performers are Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire, Ian O'Neill from the band Deer Tick, and the band Diane and Gentlemen. Plus, Tommy Stinson, the legendary bass player for the Replacements and Guns N' Roses, is going to lend some items of his for a silent auction to also benefit Perfect 10. So you can stop out at the Park Theater on September 11th and find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephen Merritt of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You've tuned in to the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these reports. I'm Tom Rowe in ACRA. Chris Bragg reports in the Times Union that New York's Ethics Oversight Commission passed a motion for State Attorney General Letitia James to investigate whether confidential information was illegally leaked in 2019 to former Governor Andrew Cuomo and start a criminal investigation into whether the State Inspector General's office covered up the incident. The actions from the Joint Commission on Public Ethics were needed for James to begin an investigation. James's office plans to review the referrals, but has not yet commented about starting an investigation. State Assembly Speaker Carl Heasty has said he received a berating call from Cuomo shortly after a J-COPE meeting on January 29, 2019, with the now ex-governor complaining about how Heasty's appointed commissioners had voted in a confidential proceeding that day on whether to investigate former top Cuomo aide Joseph Prococo. So if Heasty is correct, someone leaked confidential voting information to Cuomo, and that would be a misdemeanor. But in October 2019, the Inspector General's office said that it could not confirm the allegation of an illegal leak, in part because the allegations were based on hearsay. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that one man who wanted to spout misinformation about students wearing masks was blocked August 26th from speaking on an online meeting at the Berkshire Hills Regional School District School Committee. Great Barrington resident Detreya Haynes had emailed the committee with his views earlier, and they do not align with current scientific theories about mask wearing. Quote, "I think we all anticipate that what we are about to hear is the use of this forum to propagate an absurd disinformation campaign that has been trolling on social media for a year," unquote, said school committee member Richard Dahani. But Haynes said he had a right to speak for 3 minutes. Instead, Chair Stephen Bannon adjourned the meeting. Quote, "It is the will of the chairman to decide whether the public is going to speak, and your email spoke for yourself," unquote, Bannon said. The school district doesn't have any say on the matter anyway, as the state has ordered the mask mandate. Haynes says the mandate may violate the Nuremberg Code, which was set up after Nazis experimented on humans during World War II. The mask mandate, on the other hand, is meant to preserve human life, protecting citizens from a global pandemic. Haynes claims that making children wear masks is a, quote, "oxygen deprivation medical experiment," unquote. But that's been debunked by the American Pediatric Association, which says they are safe for children. Quote, "Masks will not affect your child's ability to focus or learn in school," unquote, says the APA's blog. Quote, "The vast majority of children age 2 or older can safely wear face masks for extended periods of time, such as the school day or at childcare. This includes children with many medical conditions," unquote. Quote, "This is crazy, crazy stuff," unquote, committee member Richard Donaghy said about the claims made by Haynes. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And Robert and Johanna Titus report in the Columbia paper that global warming may actually cool the Hudson Valley eventually. Scientists believe that as the planet and the Atlantic Ocean cools, the Gulf Stream will stop, depriving the northeastern United States of one of its warming factors. So the local climate may be cooler here in the future if global warming continues. Sea levels will also increase here, and since the Hudson River is a tidal estuary, that means higher water levels locally. Quote, "Much of the land just south of the city of Hudson would be drowned. The total area of the Hudson's estuaries would increase in size as sea level rises," unquote, Robert and Johanna Titus write. Quote, "Researchers at Cornell University and Scenic Hudson estimate that it will expand from about 7,000 acres today to perhaps 11,000 acres by the end of the century," unquote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, isolated showers after 9 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 77 degrees. There will be a slight chance of showers before 2 a.m. on Saturday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 64 degrees. And on Sunday,
Scattered showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 80 degrees. And more scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 8 p.m. on Sunday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 66 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open fields in Greene and Columbia County.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a Civil Defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of E-Team of Sunnyside, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Just heard The Tunnel from Aaron Dillaway and Lucretia Dalt's 2021 album Lucy and Aaron.
Number nine. Thank you.
That was 2021 new music from Amir El Safar and the Rivers of Sound Orchestra. The song was called March.
Number 8.
Next on the radio, we've got from the 2021 album Under the Lilac Sky. This is modular synth artist Rushi Jain and the song My People Have Deep Roots.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7. Thank you.
From Japan, that was Food Man with the track Aji Fly from the 2021 album Yasarigi Land on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. A few gremlins in the machine today. And some rain falling too, but that's not bothering things. But our countdown has been interrupted and we're trying to get it back, but we're listening to the weather at this point. The Zachpoff's Weather Warlock. Zachpoff's Weather. Quintron's Weather Warlock. Zachpoff's Pond Station is providing those sounds. Let's isolate that. That's Zachpoff's Pond Station isolated. It's got hydrophones in the wave farm pond. As the rain is coming down, that's what it sounds like to the from the point of view of the aquatic animals. We're in a sci-fi film inside the pond. Then we add Quintron's Weather Warlock, which takes the changes in the precipitation, changes in the sunlight, changes in the wind, and changes in the temperature, and turns them into sound. and we had the microphone in the woods, the test site for Acoustic Commons. And that might have a little Jen Cutler mixed in too. I'm not sure if she's on at the moment, but you're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. You're listening to a brand new record from Bob Bellaru. The song's called Empty Feedback from the album Radioactive Desire. And it is raining slightly at Waveform, but we are open for visitors today and tomorrow, part of the Upstate Art Weekend. Go to, is it upstateartweekend.com or something, to find out all the information about all the different venues in the Hudson Valley that are open for visitation today and tomorrow, and some other events and disruptions in the East.
from Kopake, PG6 sings Old Man in the Mountain next on WGXC.
It was late one night, I pulled off to the side of the road. In my dreams, I wander off in the woods. Walked up this lonesome hillside where a quarry had been. The devil had gone retired to the country when no one was around. It seemed that the evils of men had surpassed expectations the devil ever had. The bottle, it was empty.